Nick Mason here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 5-1 victory over ABBA. Andy, there was plenty of football called off because of the weather tonight. You must be delighted that our game went ahead and with a result like that.
Yeah, we've prepared well this week. You know, we've done a lot of research into them and how they've managed to win their last two games. And, you know, we've tried to stifle their strengths and also cause them problems. You know, when we've scored at some really good times in the game. And is a victory the right result? Yes, it is. Is 5-1 flattering? I think it is. You know, I don't want to take credit for, you know, patting myself on the back like, you know, a 5-1 thing's like a thrashing, but it was, they were never out of the game. You know, coming out for the second half at 3-1, you know, they're still in the game, and you're thinking if they get one, you know, with the threats that they had and the quality they had, they're gonna cause us problems going into the latter stages of the game. The fourth goal really took the wind out of them. I saw that. I could feel them deflated after that. And then if we get things right and we make right decisions in possession of the ball, it can be 5-6-7. Mm. But, you know, once we got the fourth goal, we were never going to lose the game. And there were some, you know, real positives out there tonight. You know, Michael, as I've said to him after the game, is, you know, he's created the first goal and scored the second. And done so many positive things in possession of the ball, but there's so much more to come. You know, John's done really positive stuff in possession of the ball and shown us a threat. Offensively, but there's more to come. You know, when we're in possession of the ball, sorry, when we're out of possession, you know, their roles and responsibilities, and it's just a little bit slow to get back into the shape quick enough. You know, and you'll find that when people have not, you know, have not had a kind of played in a way that we play and had a manager like me, you know, they'll think they're getting back in and they'll think they're making recovery runs, but they're not recovery runs. They're not into the right position quick enough. They're reacting rather than anticipating things, and you know, and they'll get better for that, you know, and if they learn and then they can show them qualities in possession of the ball, then they've got a future and got a chance at the club. But you know, really pleased. You know, a 5-1 victory on a Friday night, which cements the top six position for us, Nick. You know, it's the third year on the spin, and you know, we don't blow our trumpet much at Connors Quay. You know, nobody else does. But you know, we have to. You know, we just go about our work in the way we do, and it's like I say, it's cemented in the first week of December, and it's a fantastic achievement for me personally. It is, you know, with the challenges we've had with the transition to try and create, you know, a positive full-time model, which is a process, and also keeping your eye on trying to achieve European football, you know, so you're balancing two acts. You've lost a lot of players at the end of the season, key players for you, you know, so I think it's an incredible achievement to, you know, to be the first team, probably, you know, apart from TNS, to actually cement that position in the top six. What we have to do now is go again, work hard this week in preparation for TNS, and then make sure we put that level of performance in, and that level of finishing, because that was the key component tonight, into the games that we've got coming up, you know, in our last six games. So, you know, really pleased with the players, and we've got to keep pushing, and we've got to keep demanding more from each other, because, you know, there were stages on 65, 70 minutes where I'm thinking, you're 4-1 up here, lads, you know, if you can move the ball through the thirds and then come back out and be willing to, you know, receive the ball under a bit of pressure, you know, we can open these up for fun and rip into bits, but we were just kind of like continually working down one side. And I understand that when it's 1-0 or it's 0-0, you know, you don't want to leave yourself open on the counter. But when you're winning the game and you're 3-1 and 4-1, you have to be willing to have the ball under pressure and be willing to make a mistake, because, you know, the punishment won't be as harsh as at 1-0. You're still in the game. So lots of really positive things. And, you know, going forward, again, I think it sets us up really well for December, you know. And I'm never happy. We conceded a sloppy goal on the counter attack again, which is something that we need to look at, and we need to look at it quickly, because it's you know, it's happened a few times this season, and it is very, very small detail on the counter, you know, where people have roles and responsibilities, but we've got done again. So, you know, we're going to look at that and make sure that doesn't happen going forward. And it's good for the goal difference as well, you know, it's so important. And you know, we can enjoy the weekend, and it looked at one stage today the game was going to be off, but, you know, thoroughly delighted that it's on.
You must be delighted as well. You mentioned the scoring at key times so many times this season. We've dominated that first 10, 15 minutes and not got the goal. Today we've got it and then gone on to score five. Is that an indicator of how important that early goal or two as it was today is?
I think so, Nick. I thought our reaction to the equaliser was excellent. You know, a bit of magic from backs. You know, you're always looking for and hoping that somebody's going to do something special, you know, to cut inside and bend one in the far corner with his right peg. You know, puts you back on the front foot again, and then a great time to score just before half time. You know, from Michael, who was excellent today. You know, and I was delighted, and for him to get a couple, and you know, and his all round play was very good. But you know that we scored at good times, Nick. You know, and again, take nothing away from us. But you know, 5-1 was probably harsh on ABBA. But you know we'll take it today because anything other than a victory would have been wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've done more. We dominated the game. We've had the best chances. You know, they've had one shot on goal really, apart from a couple of long distance free kicks. I thought we were very efficient.
You can hear the positivity coming out of the dressing room behind us as the lads are leaving now. You need to carry that now, obviously, into the game against TNS on Friday, which we know is going to be a massive challenge.
Yeah, and also they've got their Christmas night out tomorrow night, so they're all buzzing, you know, they're going away for a night, and it's thoroughly deserved. You know, and I think when you win on a Friday night, Friday nights have got their pluses. You know, when you win, it sets you up for a lovely weekend. When you lose, it destroys your weekend, you know, because it just seems to be an eternity. So, you know, they'll enjoy tomorrow night. And I say that the changing room's strong. It's getting stronger every week. You know, we're building something. We're building a bit of, you know, togetherness. Again, you've got a new group of players come in and you're trying to mix everybody in together. And, you know, there's a good spirit there now, and it's growing, and it's very promising going forward. And, you know, like I've already said, Nate, it sets us up nicely now for some key games coming up now, because the points are so hard to come by in that top six. That every point now is so important that you know, we push on now towards 40 points going into the second phase, because like I say, it's very hard to get 3, 4, 5 wins in that second phase, you know, because some very, very good teams going to be in that top six this year.